This episode is brought to you by EY. How can EY teams help you create a better version of your company? We work with you to turn data into greater insights, invest to drive growth, and realize your strategic vision through thoughtful implementation. Visit ey.com/reimagine to learn more.
The countdown has begun. This May, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg, held in conjunction with our official partners, the Qatar Ministry of Commerce and Industry and Media City Qatar, and premier sponsor QNB. Join heads of state, influential ministers, and leading CEOs to make new connections and gain unique insights. Learn more at QatarEconomicForum.com.
Bloomberg Audio Studios.
Podcasts, radio, news.
This is Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Messer and Tim Stenovec on Bloomberg Radio.
Top of mind for us, first of all, quick news. Boeing deliveries in the first quarter dipping to the lowest since mid-2021, highlighting how far the plane maker has to go on its road to recovery from that near catastrophic accident early in January. So no doubt, Tim, major airlines are watching for what comes next from Boeing.
Well, when it comes to what is actually happening in the space, it makes sense to keep a watch on our next guest, who's well known in the commercial airline industry, having founded five airlines, including JetBlue, WestJet, and the latest, Breeze Airways. With us now is the founder and CEO of Breeze, David Neeleman, with us from Providence, Rhode Island. David, good to have you back with us. How are you?
Good. It's been a long day, but productive day here.
Hey, this is not your first rodeo, as they say, but your newest airline, Breeze, turning 3 years old in May. Give us an update on expansion. Give us an update on growth here.
You said it was a productive day, so why was it productive?
Well, I think a lot of talking about our new credit card, a lot of press interviews, but I think the biggest news that we have for today is that we actually made our first profit. We made a profit in March, and we expect to be profitable for the year. And this is in a year where some of the ULCCs are really struggling, and I'm just really proud of our team. We've really carved out a really great niche where people love flying on Breeze. They love the airplanes, the service. The markets we fly, the nonstop. We have about 90, we have almost 200 routes, and 90% of them we have no nonstop competition, but they're routes that people really love to fly. And so that's really the most important thing for us is profitability and continuing to grow and continuing to find great new markets and maturing the markets that we have today.
Well,
Providence, let me just give you an example. Providence, where I'm here, where it's top of mind. We have 20 destinations we serve from Providence. We have more destinations from Providence than any other airline. And, we're flying Providence to LAX, for example, Providence to Denver, Providence to, Florida, of course, to Raleigh, Durham, to, Mid-Atlantic, all over the place, 20 different places. And people in Providence love it. They don't want to schlep all the way up to Boston and deal with traffic and all that kind of stuff when they can fly out of their hometown airport.
So talk to us a little bit about fares holding up in this class. I mean, it feels like there are a lot of budget seats in the market. I mean, talk to us a little bit about fares and pricing and summer demand, how you're starting to see that shape up.
Well, it's good. I mean, we had a good first quarter. It was interesting. We did more revenue in March than we did the whole first quarter of last year. Kind of shows you our growth. I guess that's 300% or more.
Yeah.
April looks good. May is May. It's a bit of a transition month where we move a lot of our north-south flying to east-west. We're starting to fly San Diego for the first time, going from Norfolk, which is a huge Navy base, to San Diego, for example. So, May looks pretty good. And then June, summer looks strong and, holding our projections for a profitable year. So, it's interesting because we have kind of a base fare that's kind of like a basic economy like everybody else has. And then the jump ups where you go from nice to nicest to nicer to nicest, where you get into a first class seat, isn't that bad. And people love it. They see the upgrade. It doesn't feel like nickel and diming because we're actually giving you something of value, including free internet. So it's working really well. It's a really good model.
Hey, David, I'm interested in the fleet. Airbus A220s, Embraer 190s and 195s. How are you able to survive with such a small airplane when it seems like everybody else is increasing the size of the planes that they're using to offset those higher pilot salaries?
That's a great question. It's a really great question. So the Embraers, we use primarily for charters. We do have a little bit of scheduled service with them, and they're going away by the end of this year, and it'll be all 220s. The 190s, in the month of March, we did almost 600 charters that we flew, for NCAA, March Madness, and all of that. So we use those planes primarily for that operation, and our pilots and flight crews do a great job. Now, the 220, you're right. I mean, pilot salaries have gone up, and fortunately, the pilot shortage situation in the U.S. has really gotten better, much better. Pilots getting ready to be laid off at some airlines, and a lot of airlines not hiring, and a lot of that's because of Boeing deliveries. But because the 220 is so efficient on fuel burn and maintenance costs, we only have 137 seats, and our trip cost. That's our being able to fly from A to B, we believe, is about 20% lower, 15 to 20% lower than a 320. Mm-hmm. And a lot of our competitors fly A320s, be it Spirit or Frontier or Allegiant or JetBlue. Mm-hmm. So we can fly for 20% lower, and that just opens up an exponential amount of routes that we can fly because we have lower trip costs. Because the plane is new and it's efficient and has these long ranges, so we can mm-hmm. do these long, thin routes as well. So, what Spirit's, I think, really struggling trying to figure out, what do I do with a 240-seat airplane? I got to fly where everybody else is. And, everybody else is not, been kind of late to them, where 80% of their routes, they have nonstop competition. 90% of our routes, we have no nonstop competition.
David, you've used Airbus planes a lot in your timeline and creation of five different carriers, if you will. And you had the Airbus 320s, right? A big part of JetBlue back then. I'm just curious what you make of what's going on with Boeing in trouble again, if you will. And, it's a duopoly, right? It's either Airbus or Boeing at this point. But I'm just curious how you were thinking about Boeing and its future here. And why don't you choose more Boeings?
Well,
is it just size
it was interesting because my first airline, Morris Air, had Boeings, and I love Boeing, and I, went up to Boeing and was fully intent on buying 737s for JetBlue. We couldn't come to an agreement, so I went and met with Airbus. Airbus just sold me that they had a better product, a better airplane, our customers would love it more, fly by wire, just so many other advantages, better fuel burn. And it was just a newer technology. It was a newer technology airplane. So I picked Airbus at that time. Now, the reason I picked it wasn't because of safety. It was just because it was a better airplane for us and it was a better airplane for our customers. I fly 737s on a weekly basis. I just got off a United 737 last week. I feel 100% safe. I have total confidence in Boeing. Obviously, they're going through a rough patch here. But the safety record in the United States for all commercial carriers is unbelievable. I mean, if you look back, it's hard to find the last major accident by a Boeing airplane, in the United States. And it's really difficult. So, I my heart goes out to Boeing. I know they're going through it. I know though this will make them a better company, and I expect them to come out of it stronger than ever.
Hey, David, we only have about 30 seconds left, but I got a question from a viewer who wants to know if you're going to bring back flights between Los Angeles and Westchester anytime soon.
You're squinting.
That's a good question. Westchester is a slotted airport, and so we're bidding for some slots actually today, and I haven't heard if we got some, but if we do, that's certainly on our list.
Okay, some news. Bidding for some slots at Westchester Airport today. So come back and let us know how that turns out, and certainly I know that many of our viewers who fly out of the New York City area looking for more flights out of Westchester.
Kind of love these, like these hops that you can use in these between kind of shorter destinations, if you will. It makes a lot of sense. Founder and CEO of Breeze Airway, so well known in the airline industry, David Neeleman, our thanks to you.
What could you do if your data was working for you and not against you? With Bloomberg delivering enterprise data directly to your systems, you get easy access to the details you want, optimized for higher level analysis, and financial data experts committed to helping you maximize your every move. Our data is made for more, so you can show the world what you're made of. Visit Bloomberg.com/enterprise data to learn more.